Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new Sex to Review. And today's products are the Meru, the Succubus Ona Hole co-brand mini sex torso, and the Meru, the Succubus co-branding blowjob sex toy red skin hentai doll from MRL Sex Doll. So I order reviewed these individually, but MRL Sex Doll wanted me to do another video where I just compare them and kind of offer my thoughts on both toys at the same time. So both of these toys are very similar. They're obviously, you know, sex toys. You can put your penis in them and so forth, but they're also very different. They also come at different price points. There are two different categories of toys. While they may seem similar because they're both being called like sex dolls, in reality, the so-called blowjob sex doll, this is a sex doll, okay? This, now it's a small sex doll, but it's a sex doll. You use it like a sex doll. The Ona Hole is a sex, if you don't know what an Ona Hole is, it's basically a pocket pussy. But it's a pocket pussy that looks like a doll. You know, she's got hips, she's got the vagina, the boobs, her face, she's got a little tongue. Highly detailed, made out of very high quality soft silicone. The quality is outstanding. However, at the end of the day, the way you use this toy for the Ona Hole specifically is you hold it in your hand like a fleshlight, like a pocket pussy, and you thrust into her pussy. Her butt is, it looks functional, but it's not deep. It's very shallow. On the website, they recommend you can put like a bullet vibrator up her butt so that you can feel the vibrations as you're using it. But the vagina is the only hole that's functional. You can actually put your human penis in. You could put it in her butt, but you're not going to get very far. It's like 2 inches deep. Again, it's more for like a bullet vibrator. So you effectively hold it like a pocket pussy or a fleshlight, and you just, you know, you jerk off with it like a pocket pussy or fleshlight. So all this toy is, at the end of the day, it's a pocket pussy slash fleshlight in the shape of an anime girl. All right, so that's all you're getting. Now, it's $198, which is very expensive for the class of toy this is. So for your typical kind of fleshlight or pocket pussy, usually they're like $50 to $100. So this is twice that. Now, I understand all the detail that made this Ona Hole look like an anime girl. I understand why it's $200. But for the function of the toy, it's very expensive for the kind of toy it is. So I would, unless you're a huge fan of Meru or you want to collect all of her merchandise or whatever, I wouldn't recommend this toy specifically, because at the end of the day, it's just a pocket pussy fleshlight type of toy that's twice as expensive because it looks like an anime girl. But the anime girl parts really aren't interactive. I guess you could give her little kisses and you could like squeeze her boobs or anything. I mean, it's fine, but it's just, as far as the toy goes concerned, you use it like a fleshlight or a pocket pussy. Now, the Meru blowjob sex doll, you actually use like a doll. So this thing is really impressive. First of all, it's highly molded. I already reviewed this individually. It's a lot less shiny, like compared to the Ona Hole. The material is a lot less shiny. Anyway, this has four different things you can interact with. These giant boobs, you can actually squeeze them and you can titty fuck them and you could do stuff with her boobs. So you can't do that with the Ona Hole. Even though it does have little anime girl boobs, they're not big enough to do anything with other than like squeeze. Whereas these ones are actually, I don't want to say life size. They're very huge on the doll, but they're basically like kind of life size if you kind of like suspend your disbelief. But you can squeeze them together for titty fucking. So that's one. The mouth is fully usable. And you can actually see down it. Like you can see the uvula. You can see your dick all the way down her mouth. And she can give you like a little succubus blowjob, which I really haven't seen. I thought I would rip her mouth, because a lot of times some of these toys, you know, my penis is anything to write home about. It's a very average penis, but sometimes I rip these toys. And so because this was made from silicone and it was highly detailed, is where it's going to rip, especially the stress points in the corner, but it didn't rip at all. So really impressive for the quality. So the mouth is fully functional. You can stick your dick down it and everything. And of course, if you flip her over, she's got a fully usable vagina and butthole. So you can fuck her in either of her holes. They are individually textured and anatomically correct. So you can fuck her in her pussy, you can fuck her in her butt, you can titty fuck her, and you can fuck in her face and have her give you a blowjob. And unlike the Onahole that you hold like a fleshlight or a pocket pussy, you hold this like a doll. And what I mean by hold it like a doll is, you know, you hold her like this and you can like thrust in and out of her like that, like you would a normal doll, like when you hold on to a girl's hips, because she's too big to hold like a fleshlight. I mean, I guess you could if you have huge hands. You could hold her like a fleshlight and just kind of masturbate with her that way. But really, you're going to be holding her with two hands, and it's going to feel more like a doll. So even though this toy costs $450. So that's a lot more money than the $198 that the Onahole costs. But here's the difference. The Onahole is in the same category as fleshlights and pocket pussies that cost $50 to $100. The blowjob sex doll is in a different category altogether. I would put this in the category of anime body pillow sized sex dolls, which run the gamut from, you know, $600 to $1,000, that sort of thing. They're really expensive. And the Meru kind of doll that you're seeing here is actually on the lower end in that category. If we're talking about the smaller kind of anime body pillow sized sex dolls, the Meru blowjob doll is actually on the lower end of the price point in that category, whereas the Onahole is in the higher end in the price point for that category. So even though this is $198 and this is $448, so it's more money, this is actually cheaper for the toy in its category, because it's actually kind of a smaller, but it's no less functional. This is what's really crazy. Like, the amount of functions on this doll is really impressive, especially given the detail and the quality, and of course the price point given the category of toy it is. So I really recommend this one, especially if you're a fan of the character. If you like Meru the Succubus, then it's really a no-brainer. Go ahead and get this. But if you want to know my opinion, if I had to choose between the Onahole and the blowjob sex doll, I would get the blowjob sex doll every single time. Last thing, though, is the Onahole did come with a keychain. Now, I saw somewhere that these keychains were limited, so they may not be available anymore. But, you know, if you can get the one with the keychain, and that's like, if that's going to be an important sales point to you, I wanted to make you aware of it, that the keychain comes with the Onahole, not the sex doll. But I recommend the sex doll, because you have four, like, here's the thing, at the end of the day, vagina, butthole, tits, mouth. All right, you have four interaction points with this toy. With the Onahole, you basically have one. You can't interact with her mouth. You can't interact with her boobs. I mean, you could touch them, but that's it. Her vagina is usable, but her butthole is not. You could put a bullet vibrator up there, but that's it. So she basically has one point of interaction, which is her vagina, whereas the other one has four. So it's just a better value. I know it costs more. If you're very, very price conscious and you want to get a Meru the Succubus sex toy, but, you know, you just can't afford $450, could you get the Onahole? Is it still worth something? Yes, if you're a fan of the character, then go ahead and get the Onahole. But understand that you're effectively just getting a pocket pussy or fleshlight-like toy, and it's on the higher end of the price point for that tier of toy. But it is highly detailed, very impressive. Like, they did a really good job capturing the detail of the character. But it's just, as a sex toy, it leaves a lot to be desired. Whereas the blowjob doll, it has four different interaction points. It's just as detailed, very cheap for its kind of class. And I would choose this over the Onahole. But hopefully that makes sense. Hopefully that helped you make an informed purchase. I will put links to both toys, or I'll link to a landing page which links to both toys. And I do have a coupon code that will apply to either toy. So whether you get the Onahole or whether you get the blowjob sex doll, they're both available. They're both really good. I recommend both of them. If you're a fan of Meru the Succubus, definitely get these. These are excellent quality, really impressive, especially the blowjob sex doll, which is what I would recommend if you had to, you know, make me choose which one. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you, MRL Sex Doll, for sending me these toys. Once again, this is Turtle Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.